Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization. What a ride it's been.
It is now time for our week two edition of the NFL Power Rankings on Sean and RJ, your home of America's team and DFW Sports Station. Need your top five at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. How did we do with week one?
We all had two teams lose.
Ugh.
You and Roy both had New Orleans and Philadelphia in your top five.
Okay, it's Drew Brees.
Right?
So come on.
I had Minnesota and the Titans.
Ooh, ooh.
So we each had two losers.
We both had an excuse, though.
There was one difference with mine. You guys had the Rams in, and I had the Cowboys in.
Okay. Let's get to ours and the rest of the country. Pro Football Talk is going with New England, Kansas City, the Cowboys, Rams, Seahawks. Their note on the Cowboys from Florio's website, Dak is playing his way into a contract worth even more than Russell Wilson's. And then ESPN's, New England at one, KC at two, the Rams at three, the Cowboys at four, the Ravens at five. Their pleasant surprise for the Cowboys, red zone offense. The Cowboys have scored touchdowns on five of their six chances inside the red zone. While that might seem like a solid start and not a pleasant surprise, the Cowboys did not score their fifth red zone touchdown until the fifth game last season and finished the year converting 24 of 50 in the red zone. They're difficult to defend. You got Zeke, you got Witten with two touchdowns. What did you say about Witten's red zone threats last night?
He is in the top five in the NFL currently in red zone targets. So Jason Witten's still doing what he does here for the Cowboys, already two touchdowns on the season.
All right, here we go. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text with this week's Power Rankings at 877-881-1053. Let's start off with number one.
Last week, we all had New England, and I think I am going to go again with New England as number one.
I really want to put KC in that top spot, and I think I'm only like a week more away of seeing flawless Patrick Mahomes from doing so, but I'll give New England still the top nod just because I can't knock them down for having two perfect performances against bad teams.
Yeah, I have New England number one, and it's not that difficult of a choice for me because of the difference between the two defenses. People think New England has the best defense in the NFL right now. Like, it's Chicago and the Patriots. Definitely the best defense in the AFC. And they made Antonio Brown work like that.
It's amazing.
That quickly.
I know.
Are you serious?
It's crazy.
Antonio Brown works that quickly. The defense is shut down. They put the first-round pick on IR again. Did I see you send that?
N'Keal Harry?
No, Isaiah Wynn.
Yes, Isaiah Wynn, the tackle. They just put him on IR.
All right. So we all have New England one. Do you have Kansas City two, like me and Roy?
Yep, I do. Well, Roy last week had the Rams two. You and I had KC two. I have KC two as well.
Okay. So
I think, well, I have KC two just because Patrick Mahomes is blowing me away.
So you're switching?
Yeah, I am going to switch that. Just because, like, even the Rams, you have to still give them the respect for their defense. And this is probably going to be one that switches spots at various points throughout the season whenever they, you know, lose a game. But I think I'll put Kansas City there slightly ahead because of Patrick Mahomes and the fact that he got it done even with losing Tyreek.
It's so weird. Every Mahomes throw is like a jump throw from shortstop. all these deep throws. Like, he's running to his right, stepping up, and then doing this jump throw. I don't know how he does it.
It's like they're sprinting him out. I don't know whether that's because they're afraid of their offensive line. Like, Baker Mayfield is not throwing under any base so far because of his offensive line giving up pressure. I don't know whether they start doing that, but Mahomes will take a snap and sprint 4 yards to the right to establish his base and then bombs away.
Yeah, so it's just their offense is so fun. It's like all these guys, they're just going deep left and right. And he's hitting them in stride. They're 3 yards open. There's so much to love about what Kansas City is doing and what they do offensively. It's just, you know, will they be able to do it in the postseason again?
All right, so we're all going New England, then Kansas City. Now let's go number three.
Last week, I did not have this team in my top five. They are back in my top five. I truly think, you know, last week it was just the first. You overreact to week one. I truly think they would be favored in this game. Over the Cowboys, so I did put the LA Rams at number three.
And they were not in your top five?
No, because I wasn't necessarily. They had a good road win at Carolina, but you know Minnesota had a better win, and I thought the Cowboys had a better win, and I thought the Tennessee had a better win. So, but now they've got two wins now, and
who was your three last week?
Last week it was Tennessee. I just went who looked the most impressive in order week one.
Who's your three?
Rams. Still got the Rams there in my top three. Took care of business against the Saints team that lost Drew Brees. Got a little help from the referees as well. But they put 27 on that defense. That didn't involve Drew Brees at all. So you should probably still respect the Rams a little bit and what Sean McVay's doing.
I wanted to put the Cowboys here, but the Cowboys defense is preventing me from putting them here. I just trust the Rams defense a little bit more. I can't get last year than running it down our throat out of my mind. So I'm going to put the Rams barely above in the number three spot as well. Until I see the Cowboys defense start to show up with a statement, I'm going to continue to feel that way. Number four.
I have the Cowboys in the same spot they were last week. I had the Cowboys at number four. I have them here at number four this week as well. They have been utterly dominant in their two games offensively. Like you said, the defense is a cause at the time right now for a shred of a concern. We're not concerned yet because they've been winning games. People will start to get concerned when they lose two of three at some point and they get a lot of points. Like look, when they play the Patriots, when they play the Rams later on in the year, they play Philadelphia twice. I mean, they're going to get points scored against them. The defense has got to figure things out. But right now, the offense is so good, I can't think of more than three teams that would probably be favored against them right now in the NFL.
RJ, you looked really smart with this, putting them in last week at four. I got them at four as well. You know, they haven't really needed the defense. Like, yes, they've given up quite a few points, but really 14 points in the fourth quarter in games that were already decided. I think you can kind of take those away that if this were a closer game, Cowboys probably would have been handling up on that side of the ball. So give me the Cowboys at four.
Same here.
Ooh.
Cowboys at number four. So we all have them at four across the board in this week's power rankings. And this is where I really struggled, but I'm going to use the same Cowboy criteria for my number five team. But I had a hard time picking one. But I'm going to keep the same pattern after you tell us yours, Choppy.
All right, so I went and I looked, looked at some of the available options for me for number five. Green Bay is out. You can't score 31 points in two games and be one of the five best teams in the NFL. Just can't. The Ravens, I thought about. I put them in the potential pile. Okay, they played two awful teams. I took the Buffalo Bills and I said, no, you play the Giants and Jets. I'm not putting you there either.
Well, you put the Cowboys at four.
Well, I think the Reds, yep, I did. I looked at,
based off their schedule, I'm
San Francisco, and I said, wow, those are two blowout wins against what? I don't know. Do I trust Jimmy G? Do I trust Kyle Shanahan? I put you in the maybe pile. I put Seattle in the maybe pile. I whittled it down to Seattle and San Francisco, and I went with Seattle as my number five team. Begrudgingly, I don't think I'll have him in there next week.
Okay.
And that's kind of what it came down is who do I think is going to stay in this position and be around this position in coming weeks? That is why I have the Green Bay Packers here at number five. They've won two games, as RJ pointed out, by scoring just 31 points. Again, they did that with Aaron Rodgers playing like garbage. I don't believe Aaron Rodgers is going to play a whole season like garbage. I know Choppy is.
Played the last three like it.
I know you've sold Aaron Rodgers. I don't think throwing for 33 touchdowns and five interceptions is a garbage ratio, but in your mind, somehow that's a terrible quarterback.
Because he's throwing short passes.
You look at the Ravens' upcoming schedule, they could easily lose five of their next six games. On the road against Kansas City this weekend, that's a noon tilt, by the way, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. That's going to be a great one. Then at home against the Browns, on the road against the Steelers, Bengals, I think, is the win I give them. And then they're on the road against the Seahawks and had the Patriots at home. That is five potential losses in six games for the Baltimore Ravens, so I don't want to put them there. The Packers have a nice matchup this weekend. They're playing the Broncos. They could be 4-0 when they face the Cowboys in a couple of weeks because they get the Eagles on Thursday night the following week, and the Eagles are so incredibly banged up. I just think the Packers have the most sustainability here, so I'm putting the Packers here at five.
I'm going to use the same Cowboy formula for my fifth team. I'll worry about their schedule if they get banged up over the next five or six games. We are the exact same right now as the Baltimore Ravens. So I'm going to put the Baltimore Ravens in there as my fifth. They could get wiped off the map at Kansas City. I don't know. Or I can sit here at this time next week and say, yep, they deserve it. They played right there with the Chiefs. This is test time now. The Cowboys have one more preseason game. Before it gets a little bit real against the Saints and Teddy Bridgewater. But this is at Kansas City for Baltimore. Let's see if Lamar Jackson can match Pat Mahomes. I can't wait to watch this game. And let's see what the Ravens defense is. They've given up 27 points in 2 weeks. They held Kyler and Kingsbury to 17. So I'm going to go Baltimore. So let's reset. I'm going New England 1, KC, the Rams, Cowboys, and the Ravens. What's your order?
New England, KC, Rams, Cowboys, Seattle. And I almost changed it there to Baltimore. All right, I almost changed or San Francisco. I just almost did. So it's very fluid, Seattle.
So we all have the same top four, New England, Kansas City, Rams, Dallas. I have Green Bay as my fifth team.
Green Bay. Mm-hmm. All right, 877-881-1053. Curious how high the Cowboys made it on the Autoflex Leasing fan text rankings. How high could they go? Anyone going to try to get them in there at one or two? Because there's clearly...
It's tough to get that. It's tough to crack the top two.
I haven't seen anybody put them in at one or two. We do have from the 469 Patriots, Chiefs, Cowboys, Rams, Green Bay. From the 214, they have the exact same matchup as you do, Sean. Pats, Chiefs, Rams, Cowboys, Ravens. From the 682, boys over Rams. Couple people. So doesn't look like anybody willing to put the Cowboys over New England and Kansas City yet, but that looks like a completely different tier than the rest of the league to most of us.
Thank you, Roy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.